This is a meditation to create and maintain harmony and balance in alignment with the with humanity's needs in the Ring of Fire Meridian. I am Coray, and today is July 1st, 2019. So now, let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg, and we ask Giuliano to send Omega Light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega Light. Feel the Omega Light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. As it comes into that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of you. You feel a new vibratory thrust in your spirit and your physical body as you connect with this fifth dimensional light. We will go into silence now as you work on receiving this light. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of you. This light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. Please visualize the Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire is a string of volcanoes and sites of earthquakes around the edge of the Pacific Ocean. The Ring of Fire isn't quite a circular ring. It is shaped more like a 25,000-mile horseshoe. A string of 452 volcanoes stretches from the southern tip of South America, Chile, Peru, up along the coast of North America, past Canada, across the Bering Strait, down through Japan, and into New Zealand. Several active and dormant volcanoes in Antarctica close the ring. The energy that is in this Ring of Fire Meridian is so powerful that it is able to affect, balance, and realign ocean currents, weather patterns, and other aspects of the Earth's biosphere that are needed to come into a new and upgraded harmony for humanity's needs. There are a great deal of earth changes occurring in all directions, both on the political and the geological levels. There are about 1,500 potentially active volcanoes worldwide. Aside from the continuous belt of volcanoes on the ocean floor, most of the volcanoes are in the Ring of Fire Meridian. In this biorelativity exercise, our focus is to provide energy, stabilization, and harmony to the Ring of Fire Meridian. As a group, with one thought, we rise and sit in a circle at the North Pole. We are going to connect with the Copper Canyon crystal in Mexico. A very powerful crystal. Mexico is itself a very active geological area in the world, very close indeed to Mother Earth, to the inner Earth, and to the primordial energies that are connected with involvement of the evolution of Earth's crust and energy field. We will connect with Vocampoaz crystal in Costa Rica. This crystal helps attract and discharge blocked energy in Earth's energy channels, such as modifying the ring of fire to create balance in that area. We will connect with the Lago Puelo crystal in Argentina. This crystal sustains the work with other crystals to manifest higher energy on Earth. So, let us now raise these etheric crystals. We visualize them 2 miles above their positions on the planet. And the three crystals link and form a triangle. Volcán Poás and Lago Puelo will act as supportive crystals, supporting the intense energy going into and emanating from the Copper Canyon crystal. Focus on your third eye. Using the highest arcane power within you, send directly from your third eye an energy of healing, balancing, and harmonizing into the Copper Canyon crystal now. The light that is emanating from the Copper Canyon crystal is being amplified by your powerful thoughts and by your arcane energy. Now, with the second part of your third eye, focus on Volcán Poás crystal, directing your arcane thoughts of healing, balancing, and harmonizing into this crystal now. That energy of arcane power, healing, and stabilization is now doubling as your arcane thoughts go through the Volcán Poás crystal directly into the Copper Canyon crystal. Now using your third part of your third eye, send the same arcane healing thoughts to the Lago Puelo crystal. It is being reflected now from that crystal at a higher amplification back to the Copper Canyon crystal. These crystals are now creating, with your arcane power and intention, a dialectic spiral of light that is emanating up into the atmosphere. This spiral of light that we are generating is so powerful. Remember, it is a dialectic force. It is far beyond what each of us can do individually. We are in a powerful group energy field. We now call for fifth dimensional omega light to come into our holographic spiral of light. This omega light is received by the Escalia mirror. Visualize the mirror receiving the light and energy from the central sun. It is gathering high spiritual light. Omega light. right. We now call on the Ring of Ascension and ask its energy to come into the spiral. We need the Ring of Ascension to take the energy and place it in all of the areas that need the fifth dimensional support. We now chant the galactic words for balance and harmony in volcanic activity and visualize them going into the spiral. Hashmanga, Hashmanga, Hashmanga. This great spiral of light has huge powers of balance and has beautiful powers of bringing an energy of stabilization, harmony, and divine healing light, and is ready to be placed into the Ring of Fire Meridian. We visualize the spiral of light entering the meridian at the tail end of South America and beginning its journey, traveling all along the coastline of South, Central, and Northern America, past Canada, across the Bering Straits, and past Alaska, and now down to Japan, past the Philippines, Fiji, continue to Indonesia, and now we go across to Papua New Guinea and New Zealand. The Ring of Fire Ascension will place the dialectic light in all areas that need calm, balance, and harmony. The Arcturians are connecting telepathically with each of you now, in your light work, in your desire to send healing and harmony to the Ring of Fire Meridian. With your Arcan power, you can simultaneously send light and healing thoughts from your third eye to all the crystals and see this powerful triangular connection of high frequency healing and stabilizing light, downloading powerful healing energy of balance and harmony into the Ring of Fire Meridian, and spreading to all the areas in need of balance. This crystal light is an omnidirectional, omnipresent light that is being transmitted omnidirectionally around the whole planet, simultaneously bringing in a spiritual light stream of higher dimensional accessibility. This is a wonderful experience for all beings in this deep connective exercise. This bio-relativity healing light is not only activating and helping to heal and stabilize the Ring of Fire, but it is also activating each of you as participants in an international and powerful bio-relativity healing exercise. Each of you, feel the power in your third eye and the increased arcane power of your ability to amplify your healing thoughts and healing energies. We are helping to calm the energy down in a miraculous way, in a quantum way, a golden halo of light, a ring of fire, a ring of light is now over the Pacific Rim and in the Ring of Fire Meridian. We thank the Arcturians and the crystals for their support. And now the crystals are returning to their home on the earth. We thank the Ring of Ascension. So please take the time to return to your physical body. Commit to re-enter in perfected alignment now. Thank you, Starseeds, for this very high-level work for Earth. Whoop.
Oh,
I had it.
It was-